And this is Orly Benny Davis on BBS Radio. Today is December 1st, 2014. It's 10 a.m. in the West Coast. It's 1 p.m. in the East Coast. It's 8 p.m. in the Middle East. And I'm here from Israel talking to you on The Impossible Truth. Today is a special show because it's all about whatever God wants, because so many things happened and so many changes have been made, and we are here, and even the music arrived with God's blessing. I started you all with a Doug present of a wonderful, wonderful start. You just have to believe in yourself. And if you think about the life that you have, and how much planning you put in it, and how much really happened, you see that the connection is really coincidental, because we can coordinate and understand that life is different. Sometimes it takes us in different directions. And the rule of thumb is to be flexible. If we try to be stubborn, if we try to keep our head high and say, you know, no matter what, I'm going to be that way, well, too bad. It's not going to happen, because life will take you some other place. Or if you're on top, you know, and this is the way it should be, you will roll. It's always with God's blessing. Today we can collect ourselves and thank God that we had a Thanksgiving last week to celebrate. And the celebration is a way of recognizing how much effort we put in this last year and how much survival we had to have in ourselves to overcome all the challenges. And actually, the world is starting to see maybe a new day. I don't know how you feel about it. I know that I feel pretty good, because I know that it's been a little quiet here. And quiet is good. It means that they're not going to go all out and start a new war. You know, considering a third war, a world war, is the devastation of so many millions of people, and to recognize that some efforts, some real good efforts from all leaders around the globe can stop it, and it seems like they are putting the brakes on it. The pressure is not that high anymore. The stress level is getting a little lower, and it means that we're doing something right. We are here, and we are about to change things, but it might be for the good. This time, maybe the wind of war are gone, and we can see some light in the end of the tunnel. I'm talking to you from Israel. Israel today had so many non-confidential confidence in the government votes that people think that it was so shaking that it may fall. And sure enough, you know, they didn't pass. But it was close, 35 to 55, 36 to 50, you know, people didn't like what this government is doing, and they try to topple it. To topple a government is something that, you know, Americans know about it, and in third world countries it happens every day, and leaders are changed. But Israel is a center, is a center of light. And you know, last week when we were talking about the menorah lighting and about the Hanukkah celebration of light, and what's really the matter of all these things and how God put Israel in the middle of all to be the light upon nation. And, you know, we talk, and what does it mean, and how can we make a difference? But we don't realize what does it really mean when you say a light upon nations. It's it's been devastating in so many days that they had to go through war. I spent most of my life overseas, so it wasn't so close to me, but the pain was always in my heart every time people had to go to war. But think about it, that Israel had to stand in all the sites, everybody wants to destroy it. Now, why other country wants to destroy another country? Because it does bad or because it does good? So sometimes we say, when the rabbi said, if everybody resists you, it means that you're doing something right. Or, if you're doing good, of course. So sometimes think that this position of Israel is not, for nothing. It's to be delighted about, the center of, of life, to create a zone where all stop here and we give God the precedent to be. It's all about the world that He created. This is our world. He gave it to us. He created it, and He created a beautiful world. And we are supposed to give space to that. So I think that when you consider what is it that the fight is all about, don't think about religion. Religion has nothing to do. It's only a practice of human character. If anybody asks what is religion, religion is about teaching character to humanity. Humanity has the tendency to start being very, very bad and start, acting up. So the religion comes as a teacher, said, of character, of value. You give honor to the world, you give honor to God, it gives honor to others. That's the rule of religion. Any religion that teaches you not to respect God's world, it's not a religion. It's a cult of some other kind of value. So Jewishness or Muslims or Christianity or any other belief that believe in respecting the world and God's created life, it is always a good thing. Let's go to some music and we can be back after that. Sail away, my love. Let's talk about love. What a beautiful song, Doug. You're an incredible person and I appreciate you. And in Thanksgiving, I didn't say thank you to you. I'm saying it today. Sail away, my love. Love is an incredible feeling. And whoever didn't feel it, I think that God will put it in your way one of those days. But it's that feeling that keeps you awake at night, that feeling that can wake you up. It's more in the morning. And that thing that makes you go crazy sometimes because you are one of very special brand that his heart received that gift of love. Now we say, you get what goes around comes around. So sometimes you might be thinking that if you give love, you will receive love. If you put that seed of love in somebody's heart, it will flourish like it's supposed to. And that plant of love needs constant caring, constant grooming, and constant reassuring. It's not about, holding each other close and, you're tight and everything. It's just about that feeling of togetherness. And when you're blessed with the love, please don't take it for granted. Don't hurt it. When it's broken, it cannot be mended. You can mend it, maybe. You can pretend, but broken heart is incredible task to men. Takes years, because love doesn't go away. Takes days to understand what's going wrong. But it takes a second to be stupid and do the wrong thing. So when your heart tells you that is wrong, don't do that. Don't even risk losing a great love over nothing. And if you think that your love is empty, and if you think that, you know, it will make you feel all, you know that it's gone once you do that. Once you think it's not good enough for you, it's not good enough for you. It means that you have to get on with your life. Love is not something that you can replace, but once you got it, you have to hold it tight. Because even if you lose it, it will hold you tight for the rest of your life. Be sure of that. So your decision is if you want to be away from it. And sometimes people do go to other places, and they do go to better places. They spend time also getting sick and going away. And God's care, they're happy and everything is, you know, better for them. But the people who are left behind are in shambles. And seeing a person with a broken heart, you can recognize it on their face. They're not happy. They're broken. And that careless attitude that sometimes we have in this world that got us all free and bounding, and we have so many opportunities. Every time you see that, think about the risk you take. Think about what one wrong thing can do to the other. Don't do that. Don't take it for granted. Cherish your love, respect. When you recognize it's good, it's big, it's huge, let it grow. Keep it up. Make it better every time. When you love somebody, give them more than you can all the time, all the time. So you can be sure you did your best. And if it's gone, it's God gift that gave you the love, and it's God that took it away, but you did not ruin it. So do your best to be a good love in your life. I know that because, you know, every, like an old person, everybody do mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes, and everybody take people for granted. But loyalty. Loyalty, when you get that, when you have, you know, a trusted heart, feels so right, and you know it. You know, the partner, they recognize it. It's not like you can play around and they don't know it. They know it immediately, instinctively. And women, oh my God, you guys do understand that we know. Whatever it is, we know. And how it happens, it's just God's gift that we know. So please don't take that risk to lose a loved one, because sometimes pride gets over us and will not let us forgive and forget. But we forgive, but we cannot forget. And then it's broken and it's ruined and then it's madness. So I wish you love is really, really something that I would like to say to you today. And let's listen to some more music. Doug, you're wonderful today. Thank you. And we are back with Impossible Truth. This is Orly Benny Davis on BBS Radio. It's incredible that digital media is going to take over the world today. If the radio was one thing that you used to have, you know, in your car, now it seems like many people are going and voting for the digital media because they can hear any station around the globe. Something incredible, and I hope that we have enough listeners to keep us busy and keep listening and understand that we're here for you. And we love talking to you, and we want you to be participant anytime you feel like. So, you know, on our screen, on BBS Radio, you'll find all the contact number. You can call upon us if you feel like that anytime we talk, if you have something on your mind, if you want to share a thought, and even if you want us to change the music. It's not easy, but we try. I love French. I love French people. French is romantic, like it can all, you know, only romance can be. Even the Italian give it a kick. But for some reason, it's more universalistic. You know, French got along. The Italian have a different kind of tender to it. And I guess that you have to know it to understand it. And I respect that. Now, let's talk about things. You know, we have things in our life. We have God. We have our love for each other. Then we have things that we get and gather. Black Friday was a madness. Everybody's running to get a deal. Now, listen, how big of a house do you need to gather all this stuff every day of, you know, how much stuff do we need? We don't. We don't need that much stuff. Trust me, you, at the end of the day, you dress up with your favorite clothes. You run, you know, you play in your beautiful music. You do things that are close to you. Many things cannot be close to you. So, my son once said, you know, in his graduation, something that I appreciate very much. He said, you know, don't let things own you. Don't let things own you, because what happened is we create a space so we can hold more things. And then what happened? And this, you know, crisis just show us how things can move. You know, you have to move to another house, smaller house, so you can fit the bill. And what happened all to the stuff? You give it away. You throw it, garage sale, you spend all your money, all your effort, and then you put it in the trash. Somebody said, if you want to know where is your money, look at your trash. It means we spend so much on nothing. And then it creates a situation where we want to hold it so close. You know, we fight over things. Oh, God, then things change, and they don't mean nothing. They are gone. But something very, very interesting happened to me, and I can tell you from my experience. In my experience in my life, I did something to be worthy before God, like I do every time. When somebody needs something, and I have it, I give it. I give it because I want to give it, because God will be happy to with me. Maybe I can be a good dude, and maybe my mistake won't be as awful, you know, and I can lament and repent every day. So I give them away. And what happened? I can travel the world, change my life, bring, you know, nothing with me, and all of a sudden find things. People give you back stuff that you gave them before, or you hold it all for you, and you have it all back. Everything that you give is in the world. It's there for you. It's like a treasure chest that you save for a different day. You know, they said, oh, to put a penny for, you know, a rainy day. We say charity is for a rainy day, because you don't understand where it's going to come back from. And when you give things and you do good, and Americans are wonderful. They have so many organizations that help the needy. And just give. Just collect all your, you know how many shoes we own? How many tennis shoes that we'll never wear because we bought them, and, you know, we might like the style, but it's not us. And sure enough, it's in the closet, staying that, occupying that space, and nobody uses it. And the world, maybe somebody else, we can use it. Give it away. It's about December. It's starting the holiday season. Get your backpack stuff and give it to the needy. Help the world. Don't hold to things. Things will not make you amends. They won't. They won't make you happy either. I can understand women go and spend their husband money when they get upset. I did it myself many times before. It gave me a lot of pleasure. You know, you heard them where they're hurting sometimes. And it's horrible, but it's true. You want sometimes to be better. Give away your stuff. Give it with all your heart. We said, send your bread across the river because one day you will find it. And you never know where it come back from, but it will definitely come. Let's go to a break and we'll get some more music and then we'll be back, right back on BBS Radio. This is Orly Benny Davis and I love talking to you. God bless you. All right, we're back. What a great music. Calming you down when you start the day. Cheering you off on lunchtime, but don't put you to sleep, I hope. And in the evening from Israel, give us a sense like serenity is around. Now let's talk about families. Family, my goodness gracious, you just finished Thanksgiving and you have a flavor of the holiday season. What is gonna happen this year? Now let me tell you something. You can choose to be wonderful, get along, and make a happy memories. Now families, you know, some people think that, you know, they owe us, they give us, they need it. We deserve it. We don't deserve it. We need to deserve them. Families, the cells that God created around us to teach us what we need to learn from the world. My family gave me a lot of lessons and makes you robust, you know, growing up between other six, three brother and three sisters. Not easy, guys. It's not easy. You are sometimes a sandwich or you are the sucker. It doesn't matter. Does it really matter? As long as you're part of a family, a tribe, whatever it is, it's glorious. It's glorious because it's beautiful. And if you manage to help your parents, to help your family, your own life, you know, marriage, keep that sense of family. We all together, we are here, we are together. That togetherness is a blessing. Nobody can give it up. We all come back again after we get beat up, you know, sometimes over and over again, and we want that sense of togetherness. Oh, God, to look at your sister or brother and say, oh, God, they look like me. I look better. No, you know, how they change, how they learn, and you know them all your life. It's history. They keep track of your history. And the memory of togetherness is sometimes being used by the force of darkness to abuse people. Now, we say you kick darkness with the light. You want to be a part of it? No, you don't need to. You just need to be a family. Give yourself the time to love yourself enough to avoid any friction. It's not because they don't deserve it. Sure enough, they do deserve it. But does it sound good? Does it feel good after that? Oh, no, it doesn't. It doesn't. So I really want you to take the time to think how much you can do difference if you just give it the chance. Give it a chance. This holiday season, just you know, for once. Okay, and you know, even though that you all agree, you decide and you tell everybody, this year we agree to agree. We enough with disagreement. We add that. And you know what? Everybody has something to complain and everybody did something wrong. We all are human. It's a part of us. But that memories of together, the parents, they're not there forever. They can be gone and there is no celebration anymore without the parents. It's not, you know, it's horrible. So think that those memories are those that you embed in your heart. And you keep it close. And every time you know, American love pictures. But love, you know, if your memories are one strong picture in your mind, and if you give it the space, you make sure they are wonderful. If you want your space in your heart, in your mind, to be always beautiful, create that memory. Don't be a part of the darkness. Give light every time. Walk away if they are obnoxious for a minute. Said, okay, I agree. No, not happening this time. You're not going to pull this trick on me. I know you. Hey, make a joke. Create a situation and avoid all friction. Friction is not good for the soul. It's not good for us. We don't like it. Fighting is not fun. People, we saw so many violent movies about how to kick butt. And for some reason, people gave you the impression that being cool is to kick back. No. To be a hero is the one who walks away. To be a hero is the one who make a good joke. Oh, you want to be smart, make a big joke. Or, you know, you might get it after that joke if it's too bad. But the idea is, you know, how to avoid. Be as flexible with your ego. You know, as gymnastics do. If you are too stubborn, too stiff, you cannot bend, you cannot do the right thing, you cannot exercise well. So in families, your exercise means a lot. So I think we are going to have a beautiful, beautiful segment next. But I want some music to give us some melody to put us into the next level where we're going to talk about the world. Let's go to a break. What a wonderful song. Make everything, you know, you can to make your world better. And let's talk about the world. Let's talk about the world that we created, like physical world. God created the world, but the assemble that we made. This coalition, this division, this state, this organization, this leadership. Oh, boo. How much stuff they created, and at the end of the day, they do nothing. Okay, let's think about it. You know, all those world organizations supposed to help the sick, help the economy, create a coalition, stop the war. Yeah, right. Nothing. What about world government? Did Einstein talk about world government in 1936, you know, before? He was thinking about it because he knew that somebody crazy is going to come down the line, and sure enough, he did. And what happened? We had a lot of years to reassemble ourselves again. So let's think. Is it true that we take care of the world? Is it true that kids in Africa don't have school, don't have clothing, and don't have food, even though their country can nourish the rest of the world? Is it true that, you know, the aggressive economy of the capitalist market takes most of their resources to send it away? Is it true that we abuse so many children everywhere, you know, in China, where they have to slave for to get us T-shirts in a dollar? And what, to have thousands of T-shirts in the closet so we don't wear them and then we trash them? Guys, what's going on? This is one world. It's not that hard. You know, America sent you know, people to the moon, and now we got to Venus, which is beautiful. I hope that the sun will shine on that machine because we want to see more pictures. I hope God give us some, you know, some energy so we can see some new pictures. But the rest of the world, come on. It's not that hard. Organization, you have the World Food Organization, the World Trade Organization, the GI, the, you know, GA, G20, whatever. What they do, it's like how we create the war, how much more machine guns they're going to get. Oh, Russia is going to sell more weapon now, America is going to send more weapon there, and they subsidize wars and war. Guys, it's transparent already, okay? We know the drill, we know the trick doesn't work anymore because it's not what we are supposed to do. What's so hard to understand? We have children in the world everywhere that need to learn. So get the World Organization to see what what you can create. If they need funding, there are tons of funding. What they do, nothing. They take it, they rob it. They rob it from the people, and then they use it on drugs. I don't know what they use it for, to build out castle of gold. Wow, that's everlasting gold. You know, memory for man is not... It's not going to be built only, you know, on the kingdom that he built. It's what he did. His deeds is what counts. You know, King Solomon, when he was famous because he was very wealthy, but he was very smart. And he was just. His justice was the one that made him famous. And his song and poetry, the poetry of King David is the one that we still... You know, talk about, write, read, and sing. So poetry at the end may be winning sometimes. The age of time, the ancient time. So schooling, clothing, basic food. Who needs fusion food? All right, I've been there, I've done that. Come on, guys. We need to get this world organized for 2015. Enough with that, you know, nonsense. Get the leaders to create a world organization to take care of business, take care of goods. If we have goods in one country, we throw it to the trash to keep the local price low. Now you tell me, what insanity in the world can create a company that is wealthy, that throw food away just to keep it from going down in price instead of giving it to the poor, to the other people that want, you know, won't have it. But they won't. But this year maybe we will. So let's think about how we create an organization that actually take care of the people. Think about organization that actually stop war. Think about organization that builds, you know, bridges instead of break them. It's enough with walls, enough with separation. Of course, the light. Bring more light. Bring more good. The forces of good can overcome those darkness. It's enough with those movies with violence. It's enough. We can do with some love, happiness. And Walt Disney, you know, he created the most amazing projects in his lifetime. And after, the organization is fantastic. I still keep watching those movies because they are enchanting me. You know, I can see them again and again because we miss that. We miss the world that is nice and kind to us. Show us a world that is better. Stop showing us how it's going to be bad. It's enough. We've seen. All right? We got it. The point, Hollywood, we saw that. We don't like it. I'm done with watching all those movies beating up each other. Kids, adults, women. Oh, my God. What's wrong with you all? Love. Happiness. Beauty, construction of a building that makes sense, books. Talk to me about books and poetry. Talk about sense and give us some
positive, you know, perspective. Love you all. Let's go to some more music, and then we'll be wrapping it up soon. And now, let's talk about friendship. You know, a friendship is something that is so important to me. For some reason, it's something that I managed to keep in my life for so long, and I'm blessed to have so many friends all around the globe. Because, you know, something about friendship is that moment when you see each other, or you hear your voice, their voice on the phone, you say, hey, how are you doing? With all your heart and soul, you're happy. You're just happy to be their friends, and they are happy to be your friend. That's what it takes. It takes understanding that friendship is a wonderful thing. And, you know, people to say, you know, what, you know, connection, it's friendship for interest. Is it real? No, it's not. It's not real. It's not possible to be real. It's depend on any love that is depend upon matter doesn't count. It's mathematics. It will not last. Do you want something that lasts? Give it free of, you know, just give it a smile. Give a friendship to really what they need. A big hug. Okay, I'm there for you. Hello, I'm down, yes. Okay, get out there, you know, be a man. Of course, I'm not a wailing wall, so if they want to cry, you know, I can, don't cry me a river, you know, just get, you know, this world give you some reason to cry. But, you know, people think sometimes they need to cry over you, and, you know, I can understand and relate of impatience that you can get. But the truth of the matter is, doesn't really matter. You just be there for them. Just be a loyal friend. Friend to the world, a friend, to your family. Be a pal. Be a buddy of your aliens. Be, you know, American friendship is known everywhere. And there is nothing like a big, big smile from a friend. And, you know, in the moment that they care, you call and say, hey, I love you. I'm happy that you're there. You succeeded. Good. Bluha. You know, I wish I was there. But whatever you feel, but just do it naturally. And keep as much a friend as you can, because we need all the friends we can have around the world. And if I talk about loyalty, there is something about Israel that everybody can understand. When you come to Israel, you're somebody. You're somebody because their friendship here is automatic. When you come from the world, we love the world. So it's so funny because people does, you know, tourists cannot understand the attention they get. It's like, why it's so special here? It's because you're special. You come from some other place and you visit us. So you're our guest and we love you. So it's a friendship thing. And in Israel, they rock. Anything you could talk about the Jewish state, you could say that the chutzpah, they you know, they're pushy, they're smart, they run racket, they drive you crazy. But their friendship is sheer gold. It's honest, it's beautiful, and they are true. And you know what? You can find your friend in 2 seconds down, you know, when you buy a pack of cigarette or not smoking, right? So if you buy a chocolate, a candy bar, anything, a Coke, a Diet Coke, anything, or a soda stream, something that Israel invented, you can do that and get a friend. Because they love friendship, and they'll be there the next time you come. And they will remember you. And they will say hi, and they call you. When you land in Israel and you have friends, everybody will tell you. You get so many phone calls, say, hey, you are here. Come visit. I want to see you. Amazing. I still sometimes forget that I'm in Israel, and I act like I've been in America. You know, hello, how are you? I miss some friends that come to visit, and I apologize. Apologize, really, because I love to see them. But it's that, you know, modus operandi that we have. Sometimes that we are too, you know, busy. No, in Israel, no, they're never busy. They come to visit. If somebody's sick, they go to see it. They stop everything. If something happens, they stop everything. They're amazing. Amazing. I have to say it. You know, I need to learn from them still. Israeli or not, still learning. All right, guys, we're going to wrap it up with the prayer that God will bless you wherever you go, that God will give you the power, the force, the love, and the kindness of hearts to sing to your children before they go to bed, to love your wife and husbands like you never did before, to hug your brothers and sisters with love of once in a lifetime, and to be a worthy human being in this universe before God, and be honest and just for all world, humanity, and animals included. I love you all. This is Orly Benny Davis on BBS Radio. I'm so happy I was here today for you. I'm so happy that I was blessed enough to have so much to tell you with God. And I'm blessed to have such a wonderful studio on BBS Radio that helped me out and gave me all those wonderful songs today. God bless you all. And see you, talk to you next week. God bless you. Happy New Week for you all. Bye-bye.